Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Amrei Avraham Goldhar and Teir Masecha Sukkah Daf Hey. The first parak Sukkah Shehi Gavoha. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara asks what the source is for the Mishnah's ruling that Sukkah Shehi Gavoha Asar Tfachim Pasua, a Sukkah that is not at least 10 Tfachim high, is invalid. Rav, Rabbi Chanin, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav Chaviva taught Arn Tishuv a Kaporis Tefach Hari Kanasara. The Arn was 9 Tfachim tall, and the thickness of the Kaporis was 1 Tefach, which is a total of 10 Tfachim. And it's written, it is there that I will set my meetings with you, and I shall speak with you from atop the Kaporis. And it was taught in a Brisa, Rabbi Yossi says, the Shekhinah never descended below into the human domain, and Moshe and Eliyahu never ascended into the heavens. As it stated, Hashemayim, Shemayim Hashem, Baris Nasan Ibn Adam. As for the heavens are Hashem's, but the earth he has given to mankind. Since Hashem spoke to Moshe from atop the Kaporis, it follows that 10 Tfachim from the ground begins a separate domain. We see from here that 10 Tfachim is the minimum height of a partition. Point number two, the Gemara notes that it is correct to say that the Arn was 9 Tfachim tall, since the Pasuk states its height was an Am and a half, which equals 9 Tfachim. But where is it known that the Kaporis was a Tefach thick? So it stated in a Braisa Rabbi Chanina taught, called Kalim Sha'asa Moshe, all the Kalim that Moshe made, the Torah gave their length, width, and height measurements. Whereas in the case of the Kaporis, the Torah gave its length and width, but it did not give its height measurement. Rather, say Ulamad, Pakash Bakalim, go and learn the height of the Kaporis from the least of the Kalim, for it stated with regard to the Shulchan. Vasisalo Miskeres Tefach Saviv, you shall make for it a border of 1 Tefach all around. So just as there the border was a tefach high, say here also the Kaporis measured a tefach high. And point number three, after establishing that the minimum height of a sukkah was derived from the Arn and the Kaporis that was 10 Tfachim tall, the Gemara asks, from what evidence you say that the interior space for a sukkah must be 10 Tfachim in height, excluding the thickness of a schach? Say rather that the 10 Tfachim are measured with its schach. Rashi explains that if it's learned from the combination of the Arn and the Kaporis, then the 10th Tfachim is a combination of the 9th Tfachim airspace and 1 Tefach of the Kaporis, which in the case of the Sukkah would be represented by 1 Tefach of Schach. The Gemara therefore presents a different source for the 10th Tfachim height requirement for a Sukkah from the height of Moshe's Kruvim. The Gemara determines that the Kruvim were 10 Tfachim from head to toe, and it's written, Vayakruvim porse kanafayim lamala sochim bekanfeim al Kaporis. The Kruvim shall be with wings spread above, sheltering the Kaporis with their wings. Kaya rachman aschacha lamala masar. Here we see that the Torah calls this sheltering a Sukkah covering because it occurs above an airspace of 10 Tfachim. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara asks what the source is for the Mishnah's ruling that Sukkah Sheinu Gavoha Asara Tfachim Pasua, a Sukkah that is not at least 10 Tfachim high, is invalid. Rav, Rav Kanin, Rav Yochanan, and Rav Chaviva taught, Arn Tisha V'Kaporis Tefach Hari Kanasara. The Arn was 9 Tfachim tall, and the thickness of the Kaporis was 1 Tefach, which is a total of 10 Tfachim. And it's written, V'Nu'adati Yilcha Sham V'Dibarti Yilcha Mi'al Kaporis. It is there that I will set my meetings with you, and I shall speak with you from atop the Kaporis. And it was taught in a Braisa, Rav Yossi says, the Shekhinah never descended below into the human domain, and Moshe and Eliyahu never ascended into the heavens, as it stated, Hashemayim Shemayim Hashem, V'aretz Nasan Livnei Adam. As for the heavens are Hashem's, but the earth is given to mankind. Since Hashem spoke to Moshe from atop the Kaporis, it follows that 10 Tfachim from the ground begins a separate domain. Accordingly, 10 Tfachim is the minimum height of a partition. Point number two, the Gemara notes that it is correct to say that the Arn was 9 Tfachim tall, since the Pasuk states its height was an Amma and a half, which equals 9 Tfachim. But where is it known that the Kaporis was a Tefach thick? It stated in a Braisa Rabbi Chanina taught, called Kalim Sha'asa Moshe, all the Kalim that Moshe made, the Torah gave their length, width, and height measurements. Whereas in the case of the Kaporis, the Torah gave its length and width, but it didn't give its height measurement. Rather, say Lamad Mepakash Bekalim, go and learn the height of the Kaporis from the least of the Kalim. For it stated with regard to the Shulchan, Vasisal Miskeres Tefach Saviv, you shall make for it a border of 1 Tefach all around. So just as there the border is a tefach high, say here also the Kaporis measured a tefach high. And point number three, after establishing that the minimum height of a sukkah was derived from the Arn and Kaporis that were 10 Tfachim tall, the Gemara asks, from what evidence do you say that the interior space for a sukkah must be 10 Tfachim in height, excluding the thickness of its chach? Say rather that the 10 Tfachim are measured with its chach. Rashi explains that if it's learned from the combination of the Arn and the Kaporis, then the 10 Tfachim is a combination of the 9 Tfachim of airspace and 1 Tefach of the Kaporis, which in the case of the Sukkah would be represented by 1 Tefach of Schach. The Gemara therefore presents a different source of the 10 Tfachim height requirement for a Sukkah from the height of Moshe's Kruvim. The Gemara determines that the Kruvim were 10 tefachim from head to toe, and it's written, by your Kruvim porsik and the fam lamala, sochachim the kanfeim, all kaporis. The Kruvim shall be with wings spread above, sheltering the kaporis with their wings. Here we see that the Torah calls this sheltering a sukkah covering, because it occurs above an airspace of 10 tefachim. All right, so now we go to our siman daf hey, and our standard siman is hey, like a haystack. So here goes. When the boys who filled the 9 tefachim box with hay and then covered it with a tefach thick cover they made from the border of their kitchen table were about to be caught by their mom, they raised their arms up in unison and covered it, pretending to be little angels. Once again in slow motion. When the boys who filled the 9 tefachim box with hay, hey, that must mean we're in daf hey. When the boys who filled the 9 tefachim box with hay and then covered it with a tefach thick cover, which reminds us that the source of the sukkah that is not at least 10 tefachim high is invalid, is brought from the aron in that it was 9 tefachim tall and the thickness of the kaparis, which was 1 tefach. And it's written, it's there that I'll set my meetings with you and I shall speak with you from atop the kaparis. Rabbi Yossi says, the Shekhinah never descended below into the human domain and Moshe and Eliyahu never ascended into the heavens. Since Hashem spoke to Moshe from atop the kaparis, it follows that 10 tefachim from the ground begins a separate domain. And therefore we see 10 tefachim is the minimum height of a partition. So when the boys who filled the 9 tefachim box with hay and then covered it with a tefach thick cover they made from the border of the kitchen table, which reminds us the 1 tefach thickness of the kaparis is learned from the maskeras of the shulchan, from the border of the shulchan. So when the boys who filled the 9 tefachim box with hay and then covered it with a tefach thick cover they made from the border of their kitchen table were about to be caught by their mom, they raised their arms up in unison and covered it, pretending to be little angels. Which reminds the Gemara asks, from what evidence you say that the interior space for a sukkah must be 10 tefachim in height, excluding the thickness of a tzchach? Say rather, that the 10 tefachim are measured with a tzchach. The Gemara therefore presents a different source for the 10 tefachim height requirement for a sukkah from the height of Moshe's kruvim, which were 10 tefachim from head to toe, and it's written they were sochachim bekanfeim al kaporis, sheltering the kaporis with their wings. Here we see that the Torah calls this sheltering a sukkah covering because it occurs above an airspace of 10 tefachim. So once again, when the boys who filled the 9 tefachim box with hay and then covered it with a tefach thick cover they made from the border of their kitchen table were about to be caught by their mom, they raised their arms up in unison and covered it, pretending to be little angels. All right, now it's time for our 4 blabach hazara. Daf peches. So the simmer daf peches is a garbage can. So here goes. The Baal Keri hiding out in a garbage can? That must mean we're on daf peches, pach, garbage can. The Baal Keri hiding out in the garbage can because he was so embarrassed that he wasn't allowed to go to the mikveh after mincha because the ne'ilah was at night. Which reminds us, on daf pei zayin amud beis, Rav said, tefilas ne'ilah poteres eshel arvis. Ne'ilah exempts one from the chiyuv of mar, meaning that if one has recited ne'ilah, he does not have to recite marv that night because Rav holds that ne'ilah is recited after nightfall. Otherwise, it could not substitute for marv. On this daf, the Gemara teaches that the question of whether ne'ilah can substitute for marv is actually a machlokas tanaim. So the Baal Keri hiding on the garbage can because he was so embarrassed that he wasn't allowed to go to the mikveh after mincha because ne'ilah was at night, was so confused when a sign came down from Shamayim that his sins were forgiven, which reminds us that teacher of Brises taught the flying Brises before of Nachman, Aroa Kerbi Yom Kippurim, Avonos of Mochlinwa. If one experiences an involuntary seminal omission Yom Kippur, his sins have evidently been forgiven. So the Baal Keri hiding on the garbage can because he was so embarrassed that he wasn't allowed to go to the mikveh after mincha because ne'ilah was at night, was so confused when a sign came down from Shamayim that his sins were forgiven, together with a portrait of him in the future with a lot of offspring. Which reminds us, a brice of the Yeshiva of Ishmael taught, Haroa Keri B'Yom Kippurim Yidda Kol Hashana Kula. One who experiences a seminal omission on Yom Kippur should worry all year long, but if he lives out the year, he may be sure that he has a place in Olam Haba. Rashi explains that living out the year means that he is Maisim Tovim to his credit and is thus deserving of Olam Haba. When Rabbi Dimi came to Babel, he said, Mapish Chaye Sagi Maski. He will live long, multiply, and multiply further. Dav Beis and Sukkah. So the Simmer Dav Beis is a bias, a house. So here goes. The above 20 Amas Sukkah that looked like a house, that must mean we're in Dav Beis. The above 20 Amas Sukkah that looked like a house and was next to a Mavui was declared Pasul, which reminds us that the Gemara gave 2 answers as to why the Tana used the term Basula for Sukkah Uschach is above 20 Amos instead of Yemayit that was mentioned by a court that was too high in a Mavui. either because a sukkah is a deraisa, or that a sukkah has so many details that the mission would have become unwieldy if it included a fix for every case. So the above 20 amos sukkah that looked like a house and was next to a mavli was declared pasul because it didn't remind people the sukkah was in the midbar, which reminds us three different sources were given for why schach cannot be above 20 amos. Either because one won't see the schach and be aware they're in a sukkah to remind them the sukkah was in the midbar, or they'll be shaded from the walls and not the schach, or because it will then need to become a diras keva. So the above 20 amos sukkah that looked like a house and was next to a mavi was declared pasul because it didn't remind people the sukkah was in the midbar and its walls didn't reach the schach, which reminds us that Rabbi Yoshi has said in the name of Rav that the machlokas in the Mishnah between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda is only b'shein defanos magios l'schach, where the walls do not reach the schach. If they do, the Tanakhama would agree that a sukkah higher than 20 amos is kosher. The Gemara says this opinion is in accord with Rav, who disqualified a sukkah more than 20 amos high because the eye doesn't notice the schach. Here, since the walls reach the schach, the eye will surely notice it. Daf Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The huge camel, that must mean we're on Daf Gimel, gamal, camel. The huge camel sticking out from his small sukkah was trying to pull his table into it from his tiny house, which reminds us the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel argue on the minimum size of a sukkah as well as in a case of a large sukkah, whether the table needs to be in the sukkah lest the person is drawn after it and comes to eat in his house. So the huge camel sticking out from his small sukkah was trying to pull his table into it from his tiny house that was too small to be chayv from a mezuzah ma'akev, which reminds the Gemara brings a brayso that teaches that a house that is not 4x4 amos squared is pata min a mezuzah, min a ma'akev, and a tam min a gaim, because the word bias is written in the Torah with reference to all of them, and a dwelling less than 4 amos squared is not considered a bias. So the huge camel sticking out from his small sukkah was trying to pull his table into it from his tiny house that was too small to be chayv from a mezuzah ma'akev and was only suitable to keep a shita, which reminds us a shita may be placed in a house that is less than 4x4 amos, since the function of a shita is to merge all the courtyards of the mavli for their use, not for habitation. As long as the shita is located in a protected space, the shita is valid, even if that space is less than 4x4. Daf Dalet, so the Simmer Daf Dalet is a door. So here goes. The owners took the door off the 21 amos sukkah. Door? That must be run Daf Dalet. The owner took the door off the 21 amos sukkah where the dangling hutzin didn't provide the majority of shade, which reminds us that if the sukkah was taller than 20 amos, the hutzin yordim mitoch hasim amah, and the leaves of the palm branches that comprise its schach were dangling into the airspace of the sukkah within 20 amos of the floor, if the shade provided by these tips is greater than their sunlight, it's kosher. If not, it's pasul. If the sukkah was exactly 10 tefachim tall, the minimum height of a sukkah, v'hutzin yordin l'tochasari, and the palm branch leaves were dang within the 10 tefachim, Rava told Abai that even if the sunlight was greater than the shade, it's a dira sarucha, a dwelling that's uncomfortable to live in. So the owners took the door off the 21 amos sukkah, where the dangling hutzin didn't provide the majority of shade, and used it as a platform instead, which reminds us that the case of a sukkah that is taller than 20 amos, ubanu ba'isba, and one built a platform in it, is coming to teach that even though the third distant wall was not a valid wall to begin with, because it was above 20 amos, we can still apply the halacha of Dovan Akuma to it to remedy the disqualification. So the owners took the door off the 21 amos sukkah, where the dangling hutzin didn't provide the majority of shade, and used it as a platform instead, after they were told their good asik idea with the 10 fucking pillar wouldn't work. Which reminds us that the case of a sukkah taller than 20 amos, where one built in it a pillar that is 10 tefachim tall and is 7x7 tefachim, we cannot apply the law of good asik, which would extend and raise the partition on each of the pillar's sides to the schach above, creating a valid sukkah on the pillar's top, because the area of a sukkah must be a dira, a dwelling place which can only be attained through mechitzos and nikaros, through noticeable walls. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.